All week, many have been watching the Supreme Court to see how they handle the Trump administration's new attack on census figures and to see how that's going to affect redistricting over the coming year. Here in New York State, we catch up with County Legislator Carolyn McLaughlin at last week's South End Community Collaborative Gathering on Zoom, where she spoke about new redistricting committees for the city and county to work with whatever census figures get released in the new year, much of that depending on how the Supreme Court of our nation deals with the current administration's attempts to curb who gets counted.
The Albany County Legislature is in the process of recruiting individuals to serve on the Albany County Redistricting Commission. And there's actually two panels that will be put in place. One is the larger commission, and then there's a subcommittee that will be dealing with drawing the lines for minority districts. So each commission, the larger commission is composed of 9 people, and then the minority district commission will be composed of 7 people. And that commission will be particularly looking at the districts in the city of Albany. Right now, there are five districts in the city of Albany that are minority districts. And we may be looking at, depending on how the census data comes out, we anticipate we may be looking at an additional minority district. But we're looking for people to sit on both those commissions. And all of the work that we did regarding the census is going to be played out right through this redistricting commission. So the city has a redistricting committee, the county has one, as well as the state. So in drawing the lines for the state legislature. So what you have to do is just go to the Albany County website and then go to the Albany, look for under the icon for government and look under the legislature. And there is a simple application right there that you can fill out and just expressing your interests. You cannot be an elected official. You cannot be a relative of an elected official. And when I say elected official, you can't be from a committee person, an elected committee person, a council member, a county legislator, etc. You cannot serve on the commission. We're trying to keep it as nonpartisan as possible. But it's a great opportunity to learn, you know, the layout of the community. There'll be public hearings that you will be working on to get information from residents as well as from elected officials. They will be coming to public hearings, but you will draw the lines for what each district is going to look like. And you will see where the population, where all the demographics have played out with the census. That's the data that you will be working with. So we really need people of color to submit. We need everybody to submit. We need people from all over the county, the hill towns, as well as the city of Albany. So I encourage as many of you as possible. It is time consuming. It can be so, but it doesn't start until next year, after we get the numbers. It'll be early part of next year, the work will begin. But we need people to step forward. It will be a valuable experience for you, something that we only do every 10 years. I've served on the commission in the past with the city, and it's eye-opening. And I hope that some of you will step up and give us your time and energy to participate in this worthwhile endeavor. Thanks, Tom. If anybody have any questions?
Well, Carolyn, I wonder if you could take us back a little time machine here. And you were involved in the city redistricting, but the county redistricting has had many legal twists and turns. And I know your sister has been very much involved in that, Wanda Willingham.
Can you recall
for us
what's going on in the past? For the last three census and redistricting undertakings, that we've had to, I say we at the time, the county has been sued by the people to get the minority districts. So in the last 30 years, each census, so that was, this is 2017, 2000, and 1990, this county was sued to ensure that minority districts were formed. And as a matter of fact, the last redistricting, I had to test, I was a part of the lawsuit as well. And what that means is the numbers just, it just fell. And that's why we have the Minority Redistricting Commission as well this year, to prevent any us going down that same road. Because people just felt that, and legislators felt that the numbers did not, the lines that were drawn did not reflect the population shifts in Albany County, and particularly in the city of Albany. Right now we have minority districts in 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Yes, and I represent the first district, which is down here in the South End. And the I share the second district, minority district, with Sam Fine. And then Arbor Hill, West Hill, and North Albany are the other minority districts. We believe there's an opportunity up in the 11th district to turn that into a minority district, the 11th ward, the area that encompasses the 11th ward. So, yeah, so we've had to testify to talk about the different things. One person, one vote, we felt was in those lawsuits was not adhered to. And you have 51% of the district has to be considered minority. And when you look at Hispanics and African-American community, it just seemed like, how could you not have? And as you look around where you live, you can see how the community has changed over time. And it began 30 years ago. It started the shift. And that's why we have the districts that we have now.
This has been Paul Smart reporting for Hudson Mohawk Magazine.